Yay!
Okay.
The internet is not a big truck, and hello, not a big truck.
It's a series of tubes.
JG has a big truck.
Isn't chat working this evening?
Yes.
Oh, good.
My truck was filled with guns earlier today, and now it is no longer filled with guns.
It is filled with cash, though. I saw that.
It's filled with lots of cash, yes.
And the truck was parked in front of my house for a short period of time. It would have been a longer period of time, because when Jay and I get together, it's actually even worse than what you hear here at the Squirrel Report. Jay, go fucking home, see your family, we will talk in an hour.
I really do think if we tried to do Squirrel Report at your house, your wife would have killed us both and probably
No, because if she's not fast asleep right now, she will be in a few minutes.
She got that crazy look in her eye.
Well, that's just because she's pregnant.
That's because she's pregnant as fuck.
She's about to pop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Has the turkey timer popped yet?
No. I don't think it's gonna. It's certainly gotten unbelievably shallow, but it has not popped.
When the belly button goes from an innie to an outie, boom, that's it. Turkey
timer. You're not like a Purdue chicken. What?
You're a little like a Purdue chicken.
I don't think that's how it works at all.
It does, actually.
This is the best show on the internet. Where else do you hear this
show? It actually is the best show on the internet.
It's the best show.
According to who?
Me. Speaking of best show on the internet, congratulations on your immigration, Jay.
It has been approved.
In case you've been hiding under a rock, Jay is moving to the U.S. finally.
GTF.
And I will just, let me just say, I am not at liberty to say what Jay's newfound employment is, but I won't lie, when I heard about that, I pretty much teared up. I am super duper duper happy for Jay. I'm going to miss you like a motherfucker that you're not going to be nearby, and I can't just suddenly just say, hey, Jay, let's go shoot some shit. Let's go hang out and all that. It's not going to be so easy, but it's fucking worth it.
But you can go visit him in the U.S.
That actually has crossed my mind.
I'm pretty sure Massachusetts still lets people out to visit.
Yep. And Jay, you need to take some of your wheelbarrows full of cash and buy yourself an FAL with a folding stock and a birdcage flash hider. Because that would be.
I think I'm going to put folding stocks on everything.
Just because you can.
You know, like, just because I can. And flash hiders. I want to put flash hiders on my revolvers.
Bayonet lugs.
Oh, Jay, can you put a folding stock on your Ruger Scout?
If I had a Ruger Scout.
I mean, not your Ruger Scout, your 1022 takedown. Sorry.
You know, I would be surprised if someone hadn't made one.
I bet they do.
That thing would get so alarmingly small with a folding stock.
Well, let's...
Yes.
Get started.
Is there music?
I know somebody's already come out with a...
And that's the sound of the Squirrel Report.
It is Wednesday, October 27th, 2025. And it's the Squirrel Report.
Thursday, September 19th, 2013.
All lies! Alan is a liar!
Are you ready to go stand in line tomorrow to get your iPhone?
No.
What's up tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm not either.
New iPhones.
Yes. New iPhone day.
Who told me?
The iPhone 5C. I'm very excited.
To open the show the way we should have today.
Oh, that's right. It's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Okay. Let me talk like a pirate because nobody on Facebook said this and I'm really disappointed.
I think I broke it.
Poop deck.
Could it swab the poop deck?
It just had to be said. No, nobody said it on Facebook. I'm very disappointed in you people.
Oh, and by the way, you motherfuckers, it's pronounced fo'c'sle. If I hear somebody say fossicle one more time, I'm
fossicle. What
nuts.
The hell is that?
What are you talking about?
He's talking about the fo'c'sle.
That'd be the forward berthing compartment in most vessels
on a ship.
Fo'c'sle.
No, it's forecastle, like forecastle in McCormick.
No.
It's not even spelled that way.
It's forecastle.
Focsle.
Like foreskin, only castle instead of skin.
Dude, saying forecastle is like calling a magazine a clip. It just means you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what the fuck you people are talking about. So,
parts of a boat or parts of a ship.
There we go. It,
parts.
So Brita.
Yes.
Boats have a pointy end in the front.
Right.
And in between that pointy end is a whole lot of empty space.
Right.
Often in that pointy end, people put bunks, also known as racks, which is where people sleep.
Okay.
That forward berthing compartment is called the forecastle.
Okay.
And people who don't know the pointy end from the blunt end will say fossicle, and that pisses me off.
Well, you know, Cleveland is not known for a maritime culture.
You got Great Lakes.
Yeah, it's a totally different thing.
They're not that great.
Not really. Have you just...
No, they're pretty great, but
Edmund Fitzgerald?
Yeah.
Gordon Lightfoot would beg to differ.
Okay.
There are more lighthouses around the Great Lakes than there are around the ocean coasts of the U.S.
I'm because the Great Lakes are really shallow.
Yeah.
And it's like, stay away from the rocky...
Land is bad. Stay away.
Yeah. I've heard the storms on the Great Lakes are way worse than the bullshit that I ever dealt with. And I never, ever want to find out because the storms that I went through, there was enough.
We're going to shun Bradley for not knowing who Gordon Lightfoot was.
Oh,
Bradley.
We need to find a link to it now.
I'm sure, somebody will find the YouTube.
Yeah, somebody post a YouTube video.
Big freighters go, she was bigger than most.
We're talking about boats, not women you've known, Jay.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But it's nice to go swimming with bow-legged women.
And swim between their legs. Here we go.
All right.
Brita. Too late.
Brita won.
Hey.
Of course I did.
You guys talk amongst yourself. I'm going to be listening to some sea shanties.
Sea shanties. Oh, you know, there's just...
Oh, it's a news report on the Edmund Fitz...
By the way, I made some pretty good money working as a deckhand on a boat called the Chippewa. It was a Great Lakes boat that was brought over to...
you know, it's when you're on a boat, it's a requirement that you listen to and like Jimmy Buffett.
No! Incorrect!
Yeah, it is. Required by law.
Nope. I fucking rock Great Big Sea. They're from Kanuckistan. They're really good. Unlike Jimmy Buffett, who's a fucking drunk and a hack.
Well, that's why sailors love him, because sailors are all drunks and, you know.
Not necessarily hacks. Hack sailors might like it. Yeah. Like those of you who think that powering their boat with a fucking wind is a good idea.
Hey, I think powering a boat with the wind is a fantastic idea.
Yeah. Oh, well, go drive my boat. You can't. The wind's not blowing.
That's okay.
Oh, wait, there's this cool shit called diesel fuel. It smells really bad, and it makes the boat go fast.
So, Alan, what is your feeling on those big wind turbines that they put up in cities, you know, for power?
Yeah, I don't like those. Those are stupid.
But wind power...
They kill eagles.
Okay. Just to clarify...
You know what? There are other bands that are full of hacks. The fucking Eagles.
Well, see, here's the thing. Sailboats are a nice Sailboats are a nice recreational toy, but nobody in their right mind would try to, you know, like move cargo with one. So,
or tow a dragnet.
Yeah, well, you can't.
No, you can. They used to have sail powered draggers.
How come we're going backwards? Because the current's faster than the wind.
Well, you tow with the current, which is further bullshit. Why would you tow with the current or the tide? Or we are masters of the ocean, says the guy who's sitting in his bunk with water pouring down and going, "Oh God, please let us get to land alive tonight." And we did, but Jesus Christ, that was a shitty night.
Anyway.
We have a show.
We do have a show.
We have all kinds of movies.
Well, I guess first, let's start off with the short one. What I think
of short. Are you talking about making short jokes now?
No. I meant the short story. The one we're not going to talk about very long because there's not a whole lot to talk about. Some nutball went off and shot a bunch of people where, you know, in a gun-free zone, you know, dog bites
man. A gun-free zone inside a gun-free
right.
zone.
Right. Dog, so I mean, it's purely a dog bites man story. But I think the real story here is the media reaction to it, which was just amazing. I mean, they started off, you know, oh, he's shooting people with an AR. And then, no, he had an AR that he took off a dead cop. And then it was, no, he didn't have an AR, but he tried to buy one and got denied. Yay, gun control works. Yeah. And then
he didn't try to buy one, but he was test shooting one.
Right.
I think that was confirmed.
And then it was like, oh, he never actually tried to buy one anyway, although he could have, because, you know, yeah. it's
legal. Oh, I liked how they said there was some sort of bizarre law that said you can't buy an AR in Virginia.
Right. Yeah.
Nope. Not true.
Not true at all. So and of course, you know, when you start it off, it's they can't help themselves, right? It's like it's a white guy with an AR. You know.
Well, I think a bigger point is at this point in time. I mean, the news media is so like horny to be like the first to break the news that they'll report any piece of fucking bullshit that someone throws their way.
Right.
Whether it's substantiated or not, just so that they can be first. So much that, I mean, when I heard about this, I, you know, turned on the news and grabbed the information that I thought I could glean, took it all with a grain of salt, and then moved on with my day. And then when I got home from work and was starting to cook dinner, I put the news on, listened to the first, you know, few minutes of the news crawl and realized, they haven't really got anything new, and turned it off and said, you know what, I'll check it back in the morning. And then they'll actually have the truth of all this. And so I went to bed and then woke up the next morning. So I didn't give a shit who broke it first and found, oh, yeah, no, it was just one guy. And they shot it.
And you know, one guy that was, you know, probably crazy.
Oh, definitely.
He was definitely crazy.
He was getting instructions for his microwave oven is the latest report that I've heard.
So, you know, crazy guy who had been arrested at least twice before for errant shots.
And drummed out of the Navy.
Drummed out of the Navy for a cycle of disciplinary problems. I mean, the Navy doesn't kick you out if you just fuck up once. Because, you know, hey, sailors, right? You have to have a pattern of, you know, being a worthless piece of shit before they'll get rid of you. Or you have to do one of the crimes that's like a, you know, one of the ones that you know, stealing or drugs or whatever, that, you know, but just, you know, coming to work late and stuff like that, they're not going to throw you out for that. So you got to really be a real shit bird for them to drum you out like that.
They're not going to throw you out for showing up late because those potatoes aren't going to peel themselves.
So anyway, you know, and yet, the dude had a secret clearance. Now, granted, you know, if you can breathe and you don't have a felony arrest record, you can pretty much get a secret clearance. But still,
you know, he's having some trouble breathing, Alex.
There were several instances where the police picked him up and they contacted the Navy and said, this guy is bug nuts fucking crazy.
Right.
And nobody did a goddamn thing. And you know what? Fuck it. I will go there. It's because he was black and he cried racism when he stubbed his fucking toe. Anything bad in his life happened, it's because of racism.
Well, that's the same thing that happened with what's his name at Fort Hood. You know, they knew
Kenyatta?
Yeah, they knew he was talking to, you know, Islamic jihadists.
It's the same political correctness, and it's fucking killing people.
They choose not to do anything about
Or what happened to Lochner in Arizona. I mean, this guy was in the back of the cop car every fucking weekend, and they just went, oh, we'll just give him a ride home. What's the worst that could happen?
It's easier than paperwork.
Sure is.
Right. I'm not entirely convinced.
At?
Yeah. Do we just lose him in the middle of a sentence?
We may have.
Crap.
Just so you know, folks, Jay? A little over an hour ago, Jay was at my home, and I said, you know what, Jay? Why don't you stick around? We can do the squirrel report together. And people can actually hear you in a connection that works.
Well, the problem is, I can't hear anything on this end. The sound's not coming through here.
Oh.
So I don't want to talk over anybody. So if I can't hear, I stop talking.
Oh.
Oh.
Now, why don't I drop out and if you could try to add me back in?
Okay.
Yep. See, I invited him to the recording studio at Casa de Weird. Which has what we call a functioning internet connection.
Yeah.
Maybe when Jay moves to America, he'll have better internet.
Maybe.
Yeah, hopefully Comcast is not in the section of Virginia that Jay chooses to live in.
So we can call Jay a dropout now.
Yeah. All right, take two.
Yeah, Jay, when you buy a house, what you need to ask is the real estate agent, what are the cable providers? And if they say Comcast, you immediately go, fuck off, and get your car.
Kick them square in the nuts.
And lay an inch deep track of rubber in their driveway.
Actually, in Comcast defense, it depends on where you are.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, actually, I have Comcast here, and it's pretty good. So.
Nope, it's not.
That's part of the problem.
Who are you going to believe? Yourself or the lion eyes?
Hey, we got a caller. Let's.
About what?
I don't
we
know.
We don't have a call in.
Hello. Okay. I think this is area code 302. Hello? Caller?
Hey.
Hey.
It's Mike W.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike W.
Mike W.
I love you, Mike.
I just figured I'd call in since, you know, we're talking about open carry and everything.
Well, not yet, but we were.
We will be.
Yeah.
You we can trump be. That stuff because
Jay's
you're
gone
disabled.
Again.
you're a damn cripple, Mike, and so therefore you're more of a citizen than we are.
Is that the way it works? Because I'm going to totally bank on that.
Oh, yeah, Brady, you're a damn cripple, too.
Awesome.
Hey, if it helps me out as far as open carry, then I'm a damn cripple. That's cool with me.
Mike W., we haven't gotten to the topic yet. But now we are at the topic, so who cares?
Yeah.
Let's
talk open carry, because I didn't want to talk about the asshole in Washington
what's
anyway.
What's to talk about, really?
Right.
I called early because I don't want to miss the football game, so.
Fucking handbag.
God.
We
have a no football policy here at Squirrel.
Let's just preface this that Starbucks, who, you know, the gun community loves Starbucks because Starbucks allowed guns in their stores. And by saying they allowed guns in their stores was that they didn't take issue with either side. They said, okay, well, if it's the law that it's okay for people to carry guns in our store, then we will go with that. If it's against the law, then we'll go with that law. They just adhered to state law, which all well and good. But the gun community latched on to this. And they thought, yay, Starbucks. Starbucks is on our side. We love Starbucks. And they started having all these Starbucks appreciation days where everybody and their uncle started buying coffee at Starbucks, which, you know, would have been a really great thing.
If
their coffee was good. I don't like Starbucks. But it would have been a really great thing if, you know, the knuckleheads didn't come out with their ARs and their shotguns, open carrying, all sorts of bullshit things to go get their coffee.
It was really one of those, well, what did you think was going to happen type of situations.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, all Starbucks was doing was the same thing that 99% of businesses do, which is, if you're willing to give us money and you're not hurting our business, we want you.
Sure.
So all people had to do was just do what I do every day when I carry. Go about your daily business. Don't make a big deal about it. Don't go to Starbucks because you want to be seen and you want everybody to notice you. Just go as part of your daily routine.
Exactly.
Buy some coffee and be done with it. And that's it. But, you know, that's part of the problem with open carry and the whole movement is, by its nature, it attracts people who are attention whores, who want to go because they want to be seen and they want to make a scene.
Right.
It just pisses me off.
You know, Mike, I asked you specifically to call in. I asked you specifically to call in for this show because you and Nancy R carry openly as a matter of course. You carry open all the time. And it's really, it's I've never ever heard of you having an issue.
Well, I mean, I've had some minor things, but nothing that was really even an issue. Like a month or two ago, when I was at the beach with Laura and Chris, I was on the beach with them and the dog, and this guy from Maryland walked by with his dog and didn't really say anything to me, but got, like, really, really wild-eyed and, like, almost ran down the beach.
Right. Oh, really? Because you're so scary, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. And I got, the only other issue that I've ever really had was I got asked by a security guard, an unarmed security guard in Food Lion, I got asked to leave.
Right. Well, and then you do. You know, I open carried at Walmart once, and in Ohio, I open carried in a Walmart once, and I had, like, the manager come up to me and say, could you please cover your gun, because it's freaking people out. Basically, that was what she said. And
so you didn't pull out your ASKS with the bayonet attached to it and go, shall not be infringed!
And even though I am fully, it is fully legal in Ohio to open carry in Walmart, I said, oh, okay, and I covered up my gun. Because I'm considerate of other people's feelings.
Well, also, it's a private business.
Yes.
If they tell you, can't carry that in here.
Actually, no. Walmart goes with state law. And actually, the store manager was wrong. And I could have fought her on that. And I could have said, listen, you are wrong. According to your store policies, you have to go along with state law. And state law says I can open carry wherever the hell I want.
Yeah, but that's...
But is it worth it to do that?
I didn't do that. You don't do that.
That's not a fight you're going to win. And even if you do, it'll
rude.
Be...
It's rude.
Yeah.
It's rude.
Yeah. Open carry is for exercising your rights, not to make people uncomfortable.
Right.
Well, and, like, when Delaware Open Carry does their monthly meetings, we don't just show up with 20 or 30 armed people at a restaurant. We call in advance and make sure that it's okay. Because that's just common courtesy.
Well, here's the thing. When you are
at least
by yourself going about your business, then you are a private individual going about your business. If you are a group of people that are making a political statement, then you are a group of people making a political statement, and you are no longer a private individual going about your business. You are making a political statement. No business anywhere in the U.S. wants people making political statements on their property. I don't care if you're, save the whales or save the, whatever. Nobody wants a political statement on their property because it interferes with business. So
as Tam said, please stop setting up your soapbox in our lobby.
Right.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Because they don't want either side there. They want to just.
No, the Starbucks doesn't want the anti-gun people there any more than they want the guys with the AKs and stuff.
They want to sell coffee.
I mean, their statement is, oh, what if somebody, in the memo, issued by Starbucks, Starbucks corporate, management. Was, oh, what if somebody comes in with a gun openly carried and tries to buy coffee, and they say serve them? It's not, they aren't. It's the anti-gun people are kind of taking a victory lap and kind of not. We can talk about that in a little bit, but essentially, I mean, Starbucks is saying, no, we're not going to ban guns and all that. We just want to make a statement of saying no. We don't want to be the grounds for political activism.
It's interfering with business.
And that's their right.
I have a question for you guys. Do you think, as far as after the statement, do you think that some of the more obnoxious open carriers are going to use that to go and open carry in Starbucks just because they were pissed off on statement, thus making it worse?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure there's some asshole that'll do something stupid.
I'm worried that that's probably going to happen.
I mean, no matter what, anytime you got a good thing, somebody's going to come along and fuck it up. So
it's going to make us look twice as bad. Like, here's a good example. I was living, this was like right after Sandy Hook, like maybe 2 days after Sandy Hook. And I was walking my dog in the park by myself, open carrying. And there happened to be a bunch of baseball games going on. Instead of walking through all of these people with their young kids at these baseball games, 2 days after a major shooting, what did I do?
All right.
I didn't turn around. I just walked around the soccer fields so that I wasn't walking, you know, a 20-something-year-old young male by himself walking through all these people who had that fresh in their mind. Now, some people would say that was cowardly. I would say it's just, you know, and especially in Delaware, it just seemed like the right thing to do.
Yeah, it's considerate.
Don't push it. Basically, don't push it. Especially when you live in a state where if you push it enough, they will take it away. I mean, look at California. Look what they did there. That was a predictable result. If you open carry rifles in a state where you are the political minority and they hate guns, they're going to take it away from you. It doesn't mean you shouldn't carry, but it means you need to have a little bit of common decency and you need to think about what you're doing and what the impact is going to be of that. And that's what these people, what some of these people, the minority, aren't doing.
Yeah.
I agree.
What he said.
Yep.
Shall not be infringed. Sorry, I just had to get that out. It absolutely floors me how people read into what you write whatever they fucking want to.
Thank you.
I put up what I thought was a pretty straightforward piece about if you're going to, you know, wave your ass around, don't be surprised if someone kicks it. And all of a sudden, oh, you're no friend to the, you know, you're no friend, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no.
The exact same thing happened to me. I only had one comment as far as I could tell so far, and it was somebody basically saying, oh, well, you're no fan of open carry then. I freaking open carry every goddamn day, and you're telling me, like, you got to be kidding me.
In Delaware, the home of Joe Biden.
Right. Yeah.
You know, Biden. I mean...
And Joe Biden, who's just as bad. I'm just hoping that
you know one of the Martin
being open carry sometime soon because that could happen.
It's not like you're in Arizona or Vermont where they can't do shit.
Under the radar right now in Delaware, you know, the liberals really haven't taken notice of open carry and they don't really care. And I kind of hope it stays that way because. In this state, I feel like if they do take enough notice, they'll just ban it because we don't have enough political clout to stop.
Yep, then you'll have to move.
Yeah, that may happen anyway, but not for a couple
awesome.
Of years.
Awesome.
Right,
you can go live with Jay.
Thanks for calling, Mike.
All right.
Mike
Thanks,
W.
Mike.
It's not just
Enjoy
Mike.
The football.
It's Mike W.
Mike W.
Mike W.
I know like, that guy.
Yeah. One word, Mike W.
We have another caller.
I shared a room with Weird.
Yeah, yeah.
This is from area code 704. Hello.
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 Hi.
Who is this?
This is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. Uh-oh. Kelly, did you try my cocktail this evening?
Yes, I did.
And how was it?
Very entertaining.
You'll have to explain.
Tell me about this cocktail.
My cocktail, I had it last night. I didn't have it this evening. You know how when you mix whiskey with ginger ale, it's a highball, right?
Or a whiskey and ginger, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, a highball. But if you mix...
A highball is technically anything that's served in the Collins glass, but go ahead.
Don't ruin the joke.
Okay.
Weird. Okay. Anyway, so
I used to be a bartender.
If you mix moonshine with ginger ale, it would then be called a cornball. Cornball.
It would indeed.
Yes. Okay. So Kelly had a cornball.
That actually sounds good. I've got both moonshine and ginger ale.
There you go.
And actually, it was quite refreshing.
See? I like ginger ale. I love a ginger ale cocktail.
Shit, I may have to go do that right now.
I like lead-free radiators for the moonshine more than anything else. But we're talking about open carry.
Yes.
I assume. I do have a concealed carry permit, and I do open carry. Mm-hmm. But we, in this state, have the nebulously worded going armed to the terror of the people statute.
Which state is that?
North Carolina.
Okay.
Hey, we're talking moonshine, dude.
Well, they make moonshine in more places than North Carolina.
Okay. But we have that statute on the books, going armed to the terror of the people, which is not defined. That's, I mean, quote, unquote.
Nice.
So I open carry only on certain occasions. This weekend, I'll be teaching a new shooter class and a concealed carry, which is an eight-hour Department of Justice here mandated class for someone to get a permit to carry concealed. I will open carry on this occasion because I'm going from my home to the range to conduct the classes, and then I will, after watching a lot of new shooters and a lot of people, I will stop at my local Stop and Rob to grab some adult fermented beverages to allow me to contemplate the actions of the day.
That is well said.
I do open carry in these instances, but to me, the number one problem with open carry, I have a beautiful holster from someone I will not do a gratuitous plug for, okay, but weapon retention at that point is paramount. If I'm in public, I'm at a convenience store, I don't have an active circle lock or do this, do that. So weapon retention becomes really, really critical to me. So everything I'm doing, I'm right-handed. Everything's left-handed. Here's the adult fermented beverages. Here's my debit card. Do this. But if you want to go run around open carry, and, I mean, the convenience store guys love me. I mean, I've been doing this for years. They're like, dude, you can stay here as long as you want. Want a hot dog? Okay. No. So open carry is not the way to go, honestly, unless I have certain defined conditions, which I do for these instances.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I mean, I live in Massachusetts where open carry is 100% legal, but it may result in your permit getting revoked because you exercise bad judgment by obeying the law. But I frequently spend a lot of time in, you know, Maine, Massachusetts, and Vermont, which open carry is legal and accepted and 100% fine. But the short answer is I carry either in the pocket, which is physically impossible to open carry, or in a shoulder holster, which is going to be get me a visit from the fashion police. If I open carry it,
well, the 80s called, Don Johnson wants his holster back. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's actually the Miami Classic too. So therefore it's based off of Don Johnson's holster. And I fucking love Miami Vice. That is the best fucking show ever. But, you know, I do also have a denim vest and all sorts of other things that my wife greatly frowns upon, but I agree. I'm a complete throwback.
You've got one of the denim jackets with the little fake sheep lining, don't you?
I do not.
When you were over at my house,
I should have shown you my jacket.
As long as you're not running pastel color T-shirts with a jacket, okay, fine.
Pastel covered T-shirts. Another thing I want is. I really, Mike W. says it best is when you're open carrying, you're an ambassador for gun rights. And I like the added benefit of being able to control when I don't discuss gun rights and the right to carry. And I like to be able to talk to somebody about carrying a gun in public when I'm carrying a gun in public, and they have no fucking clue.
Well, as someone pointed out on the chat, they wear no, you know, pro-gun T-shirt, do this, do that. And believe me, I have no bumper sticker on the back of my car, you know, NRA life member, keep honking, I'm reloading, you know, any of this. But it doesn't matter. I've been jacked out by law enforcement because I inadvertently, you know, showed a concealed weapon in a grocery store here. So I'm trying to balance these two things.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's one of those you can still carry and nobody has, you know, nobody knows the better. And I just find it has a whole lot more discretion to it. But I've got no problem with people who open carry because, again, people need to know that carrying is perfectly legal.
Thanks for calling, Kelly.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. We got callers.
I knew open carry would be the big topic tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
We trotted out the open carry drama llama.
That's right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Area code.
Why is it such a drama llama, though?
Where's our Wookiee?
360. Hello.
Do we have a Wookiee? Is that MDev or Bradley?
It's Bradley.
It's Bradley.
Bradley, I have to take issue with you.
Uh-oh.
I'm sure you do. Probably a short joke.
I'm going to go hide.
It's not a short joke. I really miss your Friday fancy shirt posts on Facebook.
Oh, I don't work on Fridays no more, so I don't.
Well, I don't know. You're going to have to step up your game on Thursday or something.
What's he wear for fancy shirts? Tell the people on
he used to Bradley on Facebook used to wear like fancy Hawaiian shirt. He had the coolest shirts on Friday, and I would look forward to it. And no more fancy shirt Friday. So. Well, Bradley, you have to do something to entertain me. I don't know.
Brita, tomorrow's Friday, and I've got fancy toenails.
You still have those? Oh, my God.
I still
do.
But he redid them.
Okay.
What color did you use this time, Weird?
No, it's still the same color. I'm taking good care of them.
He keeps reapplying.
No, anyway. My quicks are nice and natural color, but I'm still lovely. pretty eggshell blue.
Anyway, Bradley, thank you for calling. I'm just giving you a hard time.
That's okay. I deserve it more often than not. The reason I called in was because you guys were sort of coming down on open carry.
No, I'm not.
Nope, not at all. Not coming down on it one bit.
Well, you kind of have to, Alan. You live in Texas, and it's not allowed. It's revoked.
Open carry of pistols is not allowed in Texas. You can carry a rifle, which is part of the problem, because God love them, the open carry people have a really hard time in Texas because, like I said, the only thing you can carry is a rifle or a shotgun. So they've taken to carrying them in places, and I just, you keep going back to this, you know, like somebody mentioned, you know, you see these pictures and they're toting a common block rifle with, you know, bayonet attached, camo pants, you know, and then you know, having four or five of them go, you know, hang out at a store or something, you know, which
right, I think is going way, way, way too far. I understand in some states that's all you can do. And now that I live in a state that also open carries verboten in, you know, South Carolina doesn't like that. I miss Washington State where both was legal. So if I was concealed carrying and I suddenly displayed because, you know, I leaned too far forward or did something, you know, it wasn't brandishing it. Oh, I went open carry for a minute there.
Right.
You know, that's the big thing with open carry is we are all open carry. It doesn't matter how you feel about it. We should all be open carry because even me with my shoulder holster or my pocket holster, there's a possibility the butt of my gun might slip out of my pocket. It's happened. Or either the shoulder strap of my shoulder holster or my coat might blow open a little bit and the butt of my gun might be exposed. We are all open carry, and so therefore we should all be pro open carry, because accidental exposure is open carry, and it should not. No one should ever go to crime for just quickly, oops, my gun was exposed. Let me pull my coat over my gun, and sorry about that. No harm, no foul.
Well,
it's a victimless crime.
It also depends on what you're doing. I mean, obviously, if you're hunting, open carrying a rifle or shotgun is fine. If you're going to go shoot somebody. Well, I mean, it comes down to
as
these
you
are
do.
Well,
yeah.
These are a rifle and a shotgun are offensive weapons. They're what you use when you know you're going to shoot something. And that's the problem with open carrying rifles and shotguns, is because it's people, even clueless people, get all hinky when you show up with a long arm, because you know that's what you carry when you know you're going to shoot somebody. A pistol.
I would argue that rifle and shotguns aren't offensive weapons, though. They can be just as defensive.
Well, but I'm not talking about that. I mean, we're not in Israel. We don't carry rifles and shotguns because we think we might need them. We just don't. Not.
And furthermore, I mean, it's one of those. I think about that. Like when I go to like the grocery store, I'm usually carrying a 1911, and I think about, oh, well, what if I was carrying my preferred rifle, which is an FAL? Well, not only is it really, really heavy and big, I mean, it's not super-duper heavy, but it's a cumbrance.
Yes, they
but also,
are.
It occupies one of my hands. I usually carry African carry, so my left hand's on the forestock of the gun.
Racist.
It's even a black gun.
You carry an FAL sideways, just straight up. Yeah. And
but it's one of those things of to carry a rifle. It's quite a bit more of an encumbrance than carrying a pistol.
Yes,
and I carry a pistol because I'm grocery shopping. I'm at work. Right. I'm running errands and all that. I need both of my hands to do the shit that I'm doing. And in the event that something happens, I'm going to drop the shit that I'm doing and I'm going to draw my gun. And, you know, sort of thing. And when you're carrying a rifle, it's one of those, like, yeah, I'm going for action. If I was ever to be carrying a rifle in public, it's because I think that I'm going to need that rifle in pretty quick notice.
Well, look what the cops do, you know, in most places in the U.S.
Boston, not included.
Yeah, they carry a pistol and they have the shotgun and ARs in their car.
Except and I wish I could do like cops, carry a pistol to work and keep the guns in the keep the real guns in the car, but I can't do that because at work it's for a bump.
Right. So you're screwed. Move.
Yeah, I'm screwed.
Now just learn kung fu like Balder.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Exactly. Be 5'2" and 170 pounds.
So here's the thing, and this is just, you know, I've actually said this to a few people, that my take on the whole thing is, you know, if you, for instance, there's a group in Tyler, Texas, that has open carry walks. You know, they get a bunch of them together. They carry rifles because that's all you can carry in Texas, and they walk down the street.
Mm-hmm.
It's a political statement. Perfectly all right, because, you know, they're not going into businesses. They're not, you know, they're it's a political statement, and it's a legitimate political statement. They're using the public walkways. They're in a group. They're well behaved, and everything's fine. If you are carrying your rifle or shotgun into Starbucks or anywhere else, then you're being a jackass.
You go from making a statement to making a scene.
Right.
In my opinion, all my opinion, I mean, you're open carrying a pistol, you're because you feel like open carrying, power to you. If you're not, hey, look at me, I'm carrying a pistol, my hat's off. That's great. I have no problem. But you walk
right
into any establishment with a rifle, you are saying, look at me, look at my rifle. And you are going to force that establishment and everybody in it to make a snap judgment. And you're not going to like what that judgment is.
my way of looking at that is, if we do that often enough, and we do it politely, and if they ask us to leave, we actually leave. You know, don't cause a scene, don't scream, shall not be infringed, do not go, notice the inherent violence in the system. No, they ask you to leave.
Help.
Be a man, be a woman, put on your big boy panties, and, you know, walk the hell out. And go, okay, fine, not a problem, sorry, and, you know, leave.
I'm being oppressed.
It's soft enough. We show we're nice. We show we're professional, show we're polite, and people will stop asking us to leave. And it will start to become normal and, you know, move the window, just like, you know, Southern California did with the homosexuals. They kept moving the window, and now everything's okay down there in the Castro district.
Well, here's the thing. You talk about that, you know, and
funny you should mention California.
It depends on where you are. There are some circumstances where it's okay to carry a rifle, and there are some cases where it's okay to dance naked down the street. But if you're a couple of gay guys holding hands in Times Square, nobody's going to look twice at you. If you're a drag queen dancing naked in Times Square, you're going to get arrested.
And how do you know if it's a drag queen?
And the same thing goes for carrying a rifle.
Alan checks.
If you're carrying a pistol and you're minding your own business, nobody's going to care. If you're carrying a rifle, and then you run the risk of you know, scaring the white folks, as they say. I mean, I don't know. It just depends on where you are. I mean, you have to use common sense.
And don't scare the white folks. They're skittish.
Well, I mean, you're not gonna make friends by being a skunk at the party. You know, it's
right, or a turd in the punch bowl, if you will.
That's right. So, yeah.
Anyway. I like to say turd in the punch bowl.
Yeah.
What's your traditional Starbucks demographic? You're not talking about people that are likely to be brought around to the cause.
No.
You're talking about pretentious hipsters.
Right.
They're at Starbucks, for Christ's sakes. Okay.
So I open carry a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
No. The thing that would get the Starbucks clientele is show up with your full auto M16. And then casually mention that, it is worth $25,000. Because, you know.
No. You'd have to show up with an HK because you suck and they hate you.
Snob appeal is very important to hipsters.
Actually, I show up with my full auto M16 and mouth kiss Jay. Because I must say, Jay has some pretty supple lips.
The cognitive, the lock up.
It's only worth $25,000 until we get the Lautenberg Amendment gone, and then it's another $600 rifle.
Yeah, it ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, well, Jay has some pretty lips.
I'd rather say it's the Hughes Amendment.
Yeah, it's the Hughes Amendment. Lautenberg is the domestic violence.
Right. I'd rather see Hughes gone than that open carry of rifles.
Yes.
I'll make that trade.
Let's get one thing straight. In a perfect world, in America as defined by the Constitution, you should be perfectly fine to walk down the street with a loaded rifle in your hand, as long as you're not shooting anybody with it, you're not bothering anybody. It should be 100% legal. It should not draw any attention other than, oh, hey, nice AR. Unfortunately, exactly. We don't live in that perfect world. We've had infringements, and we've got people that, you know, they freak out. The white people get scared. And the big difference between the we're here, we're queer, get used to it, and look at me open carrying is that the media was on the side of the gay rights movement.
Yep.
They're actively
opposed to media mouthpiece to protect us.
Exactly. Look at what happened. I mean, just in the Washington Naval Yard shooting, look at the convolutions and outright lies that they spread about that shooting over and over again. Back to Columbine, for Christ's sake. There's no pushing the line that those kids were bullied. Still, 15 years later, they're still going on about those poor bullied kids at Columbine.
I said they weren't.
except they were actively provoking confrontations with the jocks. Yep. They were spoiled little rich kids who were doing things for attention. But that doesn't make as good a story as they were bullied until they snapped and the easy availability of guns helped them make this horrible massacre.
Might I add, what you don't
we
hear is that the
one more law. Yes.
Hey, thanks for calling, Bradley.
Thanks,
by
Bradley.
By the way, I gotta say the guy that shot the Navy Yard, he was driving a Prius and he liked Obama.
That's right. He was an Obama voter.
He was driving a Prius?
He had a Prius. Yeah, the police had a search. Were searching his
to
Prius.
Talk about narrative fail, you know, I can just see head desks all over newsrooms,
yeah, exactly.
All over the country.
What he was driving a Prius. Yeah, no one announced that he was driving a Prius.
That's
yeah.
funny.
And we have more callers. Imagine that.
Yay, callers!
This is
9 minutes left.
Area code 516. Hello. Hello.
Greetings, caller, you're on the air.
Nope, hung up.
Greetings, caller, you're off the air.
That's all right, we have
greetings,
another
greetings, caller, you hung up.
We have a standby.
Howard.
We have a standby caller.
MDev?
This is area code 843. Hello.
Hey, Alan, this is Ben again.
Hey.
Hey, Ben. I know that guy.
Hiya, Ben.
He sent me pictures.
It's Ben again.
Yeah. I think a lot of the thing with the Starbucks thing is a lot of people in the gun movement are sort of like an abused animal, and they're so used to people walking by and kicking them that when somebody doesn't kick them, then they overcompensate and they want to get all up in their face and lick them in their face. I think that's what happened with Starbucks.
I think you're
when
right.
Starbucks didn't kick them, they didn't pet them, but they didn't kick them, and they took that as an excuse, well, he didn't kick me, so he must really, really love me, and went and licked in his face.
I would think it humped the leg, but
yeah,
I like yours is more acceptable.
I think you're
sweep
absolutely
the leg,
right.
Johnny.
That is fantastic. Yes,
but that was my whole take on the Starbucks thing. And you know, you're always going to have the idiots to run it for everybody.
That's right. Yep.
I think most people were just trying to show their appreciation for Starbucks for not kicking them out, but then you had that. Cute, it just had to go over that line.
Yep.
And as far as the shooter, I love how you notice how quick the story is disappearing since nothing fits the narrative.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It's a shotgun, not an AR. He's an African-American Democrat with a Prius, not a redneck with a pickup truck. And
it wasn't
quietly
me.
Going away.
Yeah, in fact,
but,
in fact, that story, Navy Yard story, is not even on the front page of CNN anymore.
Yep. They can't get anything more out of it.
Nope.
Because, I mean, you had Feinstein going, we have to renew the assault weapons ban, so that pump shotguns, which were never part of the assault weapons ban, can't be used?
Oh, here it is, buried under more top stories. One little line. Navy Yard attack, what we know now.
How could they? The big thing is, how could they miss the signs? Well, that's easy.
Yeah,
that's an easy call. They didn't ignore the signs. They didn't dare act on them because the guy would jump up and down yelling racism.
Well, and you know, here's the thing. And it's easy to go. It's easy to go after the event happened and say, right. Oh yeah, look at all this stuff. They should have known. The problem is, if you go by that, the false positives are going to overwhelm the system. You can't arrest everybody that mutters and talks about hearing voices and stuff, because there's a lot of fucking crazy people out there.
Yeah,
there sure are.
So the problem is, you don't know which one, and this is the problem. You do not know which one's going to snap. You do not know which one's going to be a problem. You can't know. It's impossible to know. Even if they, no matter what rule they said, say they had a rule tomorrow that says, you know, all right, we're through. We're sick of this shit. We're gonna lock up everybody that we even think might be crazy. We're gonna hold them for observation.
And we're gonna call it Montana.
It doesn't matter. You're still going to have people that slip through cracks and go kill people, because that's what happens. It is impossible to prevent it ahead of time. you just can't do it. The only thing you can do is defend while it happens. So you can't. It's just like the terrorism thing. All this prevention of terrorism bullshit is wasted money. No TSA agent anywhere in the country has stopped a terrorist. You know, no NSA trolling your phone records has caught a terrorist. The CIA has not caught a terrorist. What catches terrorists is, one, police work, which is, you know, the normal thing cops do day in and day out where they investigate stuff. Or you have a population that is sufficiently armed that they can defend themselves against these assholes when they pop up. That's the only thing you can do. That's the only thing you'll ever be able to do. I'll step off my soapbox now.
I kind of disagree a little bit in this case because I think there are some people that dropped the ball, such as the Navy that gave him an honorable discharge despite his record instead of a general or dishonorable, and the two prosecutors who didn't prosecute the previous cases where he had, you know, went off with a gun through the ceiling and shooting somebody's tires out.
But that's just my point. If you look at the backlog of cases, it doesn't matter. If it's not this guy, it's somebody else. There are literally there are so many things that are illegal now that it is absolutely impossible to arrest everyone that breaks the law and process them through the court. They cannot do it. There aren't enough cops. There aren't enough judges.
I agree with that.
People are going to slip through the cracks. And if they had arrested this guy, if they had kicked him out with a dishonorable discharge, if they'd arrested him or something like that, you know, this nutball would have found some way to shoot a bunch of people anyway. And if it's not him, it's somebody else. There's nothing you can do. You know, prior restraint doesn't work for stopping crazy people. You can't, right. You cannot, for somebody, if somebody is ready to die to kill people, and that's what these people are. They are ready to, they're ready to go out and take a bunch of people with them. And when somebody is ready to die, the only thing you can do is shoot them before they finish shooting a whole bunch of people.
Help them achieve their objective.
But that's all you can do. You can't stop them ahead of time because you don't know.
I agree. Well, I'll let y'all get on to the next caller.
That's all right. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
No problem.
We're almost done.
Good show. Of course, I missed most of it because I had to reboot my damn computer.
Like babies.
Yep. So I guess we should start like a pool or something.
Ooh.
For what?
The weirda, the weirda due date.
Put me down for human.
It's a velociraptor.
I better not have a velociraptor. They aren't as cute.
I don't know. They're pretty cute.
Little baby ones, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I want to jump a velociraptor.
Can we use help for velociraptors? Yeah.
We should do a...
What kind of pool?
I don't know.
It's a girl.
Just for bragging rights, you know. The date.
Delivery date and weight.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jay, you're cheating because you saw my wife.
She's
a girl's weight.
You gotta pick.
This is the only time in a woman's life it's acceptable to ask the weight. The only time.
This is
when they're born.
You gotta pick closest. 7'7".
Oh my goodness, my son was 7'6".
Closest day without going over.
Yep. Jay saw my wife, who so many people always say when Mrs. Weird went to her first baby shower, she wore the pregnancy outfit that made her look the most pregnant because she's not poking out that much.
She's not. She's not. Like, if really? I didn't know, if I just saw her, I'd be like, is she? Yeah, I wouldn't ask.
She's a little baby.
She's not like, oh, God, yes.
Well, LaWeirda is mostly hanging out to one side, so that kind of fucks things up.
Is
she hanging to the left or the
right? She's totally lopsided. Mrs. Weird walks in circles.
Is she hanging to the left or right? Is she
going
to be a Democrat baby or a Republican baby?
Right side.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
No dirty commies.
I love you guys so much.
I say October 15th.
You better let me get two of my guns.
Did you ever try to like push the baby over to the other side? Like,
yeah, hey, she gets pissed off at me.
She's it's just like cats. You can't push her.
Oh, so she's like, I'm comfortable over here.
She's like, I'm right fucking here, Dad. Yeah. Leave me the fuck alone.
Okay.
That's gotcha. Hilarious. She's adorable. I love my baby. I can't wait till she's like a real person.
A real person. Right,
squish her and change her britches. And dress her up in little clothes and put her Jane hat on.
Aww.
It's so cute, isn't it? Isn't it, Alan?
Oh, I want to put Dad.
Oh, we're gonna do all this stuff. No, you're gonna clean up puke and shit.
Well, since my wife threw up at the train station this morning,
did you clean it up? No.
She threw up in a puke bag.
You know, I am.
Babies don't come with puke bags.
Well,
you know, your shirt is a puke bag.
Mrs. Weird comes with puke bags.
Occasionally, you know, I'm almost 40, right? So I kind of have that whole, like, biological clock thing happening. And occasionally I'm, like, you know, doubting my choice as far as children.
Brita, Jay and I are both proven. Jay, Al, and I are all proven. Make your choice.
And then I hear stories about pregnant women. I have a friend who's pregnant right now who is, like, throwing up every 5 minutes, and I'm thinking, this, you know, I get to sleep in. I'm not throwing up all the time.
Oh, it's not a whole lot of fun. You don't sleep like an idling locomotive. Oh my God, is she loud?
Oh God,
she sounds like a turbo diesel.
Awesome. Okay, thanks. Oh, I feel validated. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Although, you know, I'm sure your baby's going to be beautiful and totally worth every sort of pain.
Oh, she is, but Brita, just go get more cats. If there's any doubt in your mind, you made the right choice.
You got to be committed, and I mean that, like, literally. Love my kids.
Yes.
With a rubber room and
I would have been better off spending a few years in an institution, but...
I've met Jay's kids. They're all lunatics.
Yeah, they took after Dad.
All right.
Yeah, trust me. Jay's silverware drawers are completely filled with sporks.
Corks.
Oh, and that's a wrap.
All right.
I don't want to go. I'm still playing.
I want to talk more about moving to America.
I want to talk more about buying Jay's guns. I'm excited.
I want to make this into an MP3 and go to bed.
Okay, good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Are MP3s against the law?
Well, Rita's gone.
We're still taping, aren't we?
Yeah, we're still.
Rita does not fuck around.
No, she's like a cat. When she goes, it's over.
Yep.
All right. Taping. Bye, everyone.
What?
Bye.